mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. I want to thank you for letting me tuck you in at night with a sweet, sexy story that I know that you're going to enjoy. Take yourself a break tonight. Pour yourself a drink. If you're one of those fine-ass men who love cigars, light yourself a cigar tonight and sit in that big-ass reclining chair of yours and relax and listen to a naughty tale. Or if you are one of my female supporters and listeners, pour yourself a glass of Riesling and draw you a bubble bath. Make it nice and cozy. Put on your Bluetooth speaker and get ready for a sweet, sexy story. You know how I do. But anywho, before we do that, we're going to get all of the pleasantries out of the way first. So tonight's tale is called Star Studded. And in this episode, it's actually a little excerpt from one of my upcoming projects that is coming out, the sequel, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So you'll get a little sex scene, and it's like a little blurb because it doesn't paint the whole picture of the story because it belongs to an actual story. So I'm hoping that you like what you hear. And then when the book is released, you'll be ready to hear the rest. Okay? And okay. So now, tonight you will enjoy that episode of Star Studded. But before we get right into it, you can follow me on social media, on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and at Jaylana Stevette. So I have an author page and I have a personal Jaylana Stevette page. Follow both of those if you like. I also am on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. And I'm on TikTok at Jaylana Stevette or at J Stevette. And then on YouTube under Everything Erotica. I'm trying to build my YouTube channel, y'all. So if you are on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe to my channel. I'll be putting some dope ass videos and content there for you as well. But it'll be everything sexy, everything erotica. There's that. Now, upcoming projects. Getting Back to Happy is still everywhere books are sold, so you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon Audible. If you like to hear the Audible, you will love it. It's a bomb-ass story. I call it the Urban 50 Shades. Now, the sequel is coming out. It actually will be in my hands tomorrow. The first round of editing is complete, and I anticipate having that in my hands tomorrow. And I'll get right into it. So it'll take me about a week or two to get it back to my publisher. And then from there, it's on. And I'll have a publishing date, a release date for you guys for that project, y'all. So I'm very excited about that. And then, of course, my second book, Naughty Tales, is in round one of editing. So they are diligently working on that. So I will have a release date for that probably. It won't be probably for a couple of months. The lingerie line is underway and incognito. And so just stay tuned there. It's going to take me a little while with that one. With that one, I plan to release that around the same time that the next book is being released or you know, a little bit right in between books. So in between the release of Tabby and in between, you know, in the release of Naughty Tales. So there's that. So, I've got a lot of stuff in the works. And then I've got an upcoming project called The Journey. And I will be taking a group of women on a 6-month journey to self-development. And it is going to include some heavy hitting items like personal development, love, dating, finances, you know, purpose, career, all of those things. So it's a 6-month process, and it's not a process, it's a 6-month journey. And I'm working with women who are just tired of where they are and want something better in life, want to see something better, want to see an improvement in their lives. And because I'm an author, a content creator, a podcast person, sales, you know, I wear all kinds of hats. And so because I wear all kinds of hats, I'm able to help. And in addition to that, you know, I'm able to actually mentor on the level of writing as well. So I'll be taking on a lot of major projects, but it'll be worth it. And you just haven't heard the last of Jaylana Stevette. But anywho, it's time to get into the story, because that's what you came here for. Those have been your church announcements. Now, after a segment from our sponsor, the next episode of Naughty Tales is called Star Studded. Over the next few weeks after my breakup with Jaquan, I hid myself in hermit mode. I only came out for food and water, literally. I really missed Jaquan and hadn't realized how his presence had affected me over the past year. Every time I heard bass coming out of a stereo system, it made me think of him. Driving past the park and the casino gave memories that stung me. I just didn't want to engage. I was still lovesick. I knew I had to get over it, but it was so hard. I didn't know where he was or what he was doing, and the fact that he had moved on with his life so easily without me left a pang in my heart that was too much to deal with. I tried to snap out of it with the aid of my girlfriends. I began to make an attempt. Tara called me out of the blue and invited me to a movie premiere in our town. A local filmmaker had rented out the biggest theater to debut his third feature film, Holy Roller Hustlers, which was supposed to be a comedy. I agreed at the last minute and got myself together. I was not going to put the pieces of my life back together sitting and sulking all day. I met Tara at the theater in my red carpet best. When we got to the movie premiere, I joined Tara over at the red carpet where the cast members were taking pictures. I looked over at the red carpet and one man caught my eye. He was about 5'11", a deep brown skin with the biggest smile I had ever seen. I was struck immediately. He had a pair of sunglasses on and I watched him pose for the camera celebrity style. I looked up at the poster and realized he was the star of the film. I smiled again and kept watching him. I wondered to myself if he could feel me watching him through those shades of his. Then I thought, nah, there were plenty of beautiful women there eager to get that man's attention. He looked to be about 36 or 37, but I couldn't really tell. I thought about what I had just been through trying to be Stella. I knew I was not ready to go back down that road. The young actor pulled off his glasses and looked in my direction. He winked at me. I smiled and gave him a look as if he could get it. Well, maybe that was Boo Boo Kitty, not me, because that bitch sprang into action immediately. You see, Boo Boo Kitty's philosophy is the best way to get over one man is to get on top of another. So she never misses an opportunity, and apparently she always gets what she wants. Anyway, as I begin to walk away, He yells, "Yo, pencil skirt." I turn around and he says, "Come here, take a picture with me." And just like that, I was on the red carpet photos. The actor drew me in like we were lovers in our pics, and I felt a little special. I looked over at the crowd who were mostly in awe, with the exception of the young groupies who were hoping to spend the night with him. I also noticed the sour-faced trio looking over at me and whispering to one another. My nemesis, Keisha, James, and Pastor Doug. Keisha looked me up and down and whispered to James. I smiled and put on a show for them. Pastor Doug shook his head in disgust, and I gave more of a show by taking photos of him nibbling my ear to insinuate that we had a relationship. I didn't know this man from Adam. Well, I quickly got to know him when one of the photos ops, he took his time to introduce himself to me. The young actor moved his hand to the small of my back and whispered in my ear, "My name is Ahmed. Who you, shorty?" "I'm Tabby." "Okay, T-baby. I see you looking good. I hope you enjoy the film. So what you doing after?" "Well, I came with my girl, so I plan to leave with her, too." "Okay, then. Won't y'all come to the after party as my guests? We have a private party, section, bottles, fun shit, you know, letting off the celebrity steam, baby." I laughed and agreed on behalf of me and my girl. This man was serious because not only did he invite us to the after party, but we enjoyed the film from the special seats along with him and the major cast members. We snuggled and ate popcorn while we watched the film. He said, "This is our official first date, you know." "Oh, really?" "Yeah. Damn, you so fine, girl. You from here?" "Yep, born and raised." "I'm from Atlanta. I moved here a year ago with my sons. Just trying something new. I did a few movies in Detroit, so this is like a home base for me." "So you're an actor? Like for real?" "Oh, okay. That's pretty dope." Ahmed gave me that award-winning smile. I melted a little. He was so fucking cute. He said, "Yeah, I do this for real, T." He kissed me and I smiled. We turned our attention back to the movie. He was actually pretty good, I thought. He had a charisma that clearly shined through on the big screen. I thought about the moment I was in and decided to live in it. I enjoyed Ahmed for the rest of the film, and then we went to the after party together. Ahmed and I exchanged numbers, but I didn't think anything would come of it, especially since we didn't have sex that night. He was an actor, and I was sure he could fuck anyone he wanted to. Plus, again, he was a lot younger than me. 11 years to be exact, so I'm sure he was not on, you know, he was on that young boy shit. Yeah, he had kids, but Jaquan also had a son. I rationalized in my mind all the reasons to stay away from him if he called. But again, he was an actor, so I had very little expectations. So, when Ahmed did text me, I was surprised but yet intrigued. After a few days of texting back and forth, Ahmed offered to come to my place and cook me dinner. I looked around this lonely place. It felt so empty and silent with Jaquan gone. And here was this man offering to come and cook for me. I decided to bring life back into this place and have a little fun. So I had Ahmed come over and cook for me. And it got hotter in the bedroom than it did in the kitchen. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales, and Sex and the Single Girl. my erotic events. Night of the exotic. And my lingerie line. The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. Ahmed entered my home with a bag of groceries and that fucking smile of his. He was so fucking cute, I swear. I led him to the kitchen to work his magic. I grabbed the bottle of tequila and poured as I watched him unload the bag of groceries. Chicken wings, flour, some sort of sauce, potatoes, and pancake batter. He said, T-baby, you in for a treat, girl. I'm about to make you some chicken and waffles, Atlanta style, my mama's recipe. Say what? Uh-oh, I better watch out. Yeah, yeah, roll up while I cook. I can't wait to see this. Are you really that good in the kitchen? Yeah, T, for real, I love to cook. My mama showed me. She was the best cook. I remember one time when I was about 9 and it was Mother's Day, I made my mom a steak, mashed potatoes, and steamed broccoli. She said it was the best. You were cooking like that at 9? Yeah, you don't believe me? I'm about to call my mom right now. Ahmed grabs the phone and FaceTimes his mother. She validates his story and we all have a good conversation. I could feel the love he had for his mom oozing out of the phone. It was refreshing seeing that, especially since Jaquan's relationship was so estranged. I relaxed and let this man cook for me and feed me. And then it was time for him to fuck me. Ahmed and I took our evening to the bedroom to finish what we started. I knew he had children at home, and eventually he would have to get home to them. Ahmed pushed me on the bed playfully. He leaned in slowly for a kiss. It was slow at first, but then quickly became passionate. I grabbed his face. We kissed for a while. His tongue sent shivers all through my body. I took off Ahmed's shirt as we kissed. We came up for air, and he took off mine. Ahmed kissed my body, first my neck, then my chest, and made his way to my twins. I moaned as he sucked them lightly. My pussy got wet. His tongue danced around my nipples, brushed them lightly, then blew. My love box began to tingle as her juices seeped through my shorts. I let them play between my bosoms. Ahmed pushed me back playfully again, and in one swoop, he scooped my shorts off from my body. Ahmed looked down at Boo Boo Kitty and smiled. He licked his lips as he dived into her wetness. I moaned. Ahmed licked my kitty like a sharpshooter. He licked and sucked my center, and she got wetter and wetter. Ahmed took his fingers and spread my lips apart. He had full access to my button, and he took full advantage. Ahmed sucked my clit, and she stood at attention. He licked, and she flickered. He sucked, and she shivered. Boo Boo Kitty exploded, and Ahmed slurped up her juices. Ahmed got up and came in for a kiss. We kissed lightly, and I flipped him over and on the bed playfully and went in for his manhood. I stroked him slowly as I looked up at him. He said, "Damn, girl," as I smiled wickedly. I took him in my mouth, and he gasped. I licked his Johnson slowly. As I licked his tip, I stroked his twins with my free hand. I looked up at him. He moaned as his eyes rolled up in his head. I took his shaft deeper in my mouth with slow, deep, intense strokes. Ahmed began to say, "Fuck," as I noticed his toes begin to curl. Yeah, he was ready for the ride I was about to take him on. I took my mouth of Ahmed's rock-hard dick, gave him an intense look as my body eased on top of his. I wanted me inside of him, and I grabbed his shaft, pretended to allow him to enter me, took his manhood, rubbed it against my clit. His manhood jumped, and my kitty flickered as we both felt the sensations of pleasure in every interaction. I rubbed his manhood slowly against my clit, pushed him in a little, took it out again, and rubbed him against her. Ahmed looked at me as if he was begging to feel my insides. I took him out of his misery and sat down on him. I grinded my hips slow and deep. Ahmed matched my cadence. Ahmed put my girls in his mouth as I moved up and down on his shaft. The sensation of his mouth and his dick made my juices build up around his dick. Ahmed felt my wetness with every single stroke. He said, "Damn, your pussy's so wet, T. This shit feels so good." And it did. The shit felt amazing, if I did say so myself. Our bodies sped up the tempo. Ahmed grabbed my hips and grinded me inside of him. He took control. As he moved my hips in lightning speed, his Johnson hit my clit as my hips matched his movements. I yelped, and I moaned, and I came real hard. Ahmed came quickly thereafter. We both collapsed on the bed and laughed. He asked me where the bathroom was so he could get himself together. I knew he had to get back to the boys, so I pointed him in that direction. Ahmed cleaned himself up and got dressed and leaned in for a kiss. I thought I was saying farewell until next time, but shit with Ahmed took an unusually freaky turn. As Ahmed was getting dressed, he said to me, "I noticed that I've been in this big-ass bedroom and ain't seen the whole thing. There's the bathroom. And what's that over there?" "Oh, that's my walk-in closet. Well, one of them. One for my clothes and the other for my shoes and accessories." Ahmed walks in the direction of my closets and looks around. "How can one woman have that many purses and shoes and other things I see?" "Tabby, you're a naughty girl." I walk into my walk-in closet naked to see Ahmed has discovered my little arsenal. Johnson and Esteban. Well, new versions, of course. I had worn the old ones out throughout the years. Ahmed looks at my naked body and smiles, holds Johnson in his hands, and says, "And what you know about these, Tabby?" "Oh, I know plenty." "I bet you don't. Have you ever squirted with one of these?" "Of course I have. Wanna watch?" I gave Ahmed a wicked grin, and he smiled back. Ahmed handed me Johnson, and I laid down on the floor of the walk-in closet. I grabbed my massage oil, poured it on Boo Boo Kitty. I felt the heat from the massage oil and rubbed my clit and brought it back to full attention. I turned on Johnson at mid-speed, looked up at Ahmed as I rubbed Johnson and my kitty. I took Johnson, brushed him lightly against me as I moved my hips. Ahmed licked his lips and dropped his shorts. His manhood stood at attention as I stroked myself with Johnson. Ahmed began to stroke himself slowly as we looked at one another. I took Johnson and allowed him to pulsate on my clit. Sharp sensations went in and out of me as I rubbed my clit and Ahmed stroked his dick. I opened my legs wide so he could see all of my insides, beckoning him to come to me with my eyes. He looked and stroked as Johnson pulsated on Boo Boo Kitty. The sensation of my body got intense. I dug Johnson deeper inside my walls, rubbed him on my clit and changed speeds. Kitty's walls overflowed like a waterfall in the air as Ahmed watched in amazement. Ahmed dropped to the floor and entered me. I kept Johnson on my clit and stroked as he stroked my insides. We both felt the vibration of Johnson and my wetness as I squirted again and again with him stroking inside me. Ahmed stroked as I squirted and stroked more intensely as I squirted again. Ahmed stroked deeper and deeper as the vibration of Johnson moved from my clit to his dick. I placed Johnson directly on my clit as Ahmed announced he was ready to come. As he let out his release, Kitty released her upward waterfalls directly on his shaft. He came. And I squirted. It was all so intense. Ahmed once again collapsed on me, and we laughed. We lay there for a few minutes in each other's arms in the walk-in closet. He then put his clothes back on and had to get back home for real this time. I grabbed my robe and saw Ahmed through the door. I shut the door and took a deep breath in and out. This time, it was a sigh of satisfaction. I showered and laid down for a deep sleep because that star-studded man, Mr. Ahmed, had truly, truly put it down, baby. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevett is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevett. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevett. And you know how I end every episode with a huge thank you. So last week, I had to revise my thank you because it was 22, and I said, thank you, 22. Well, I had to revise again this week because it seems like every week, another country is joining this podcast in the listenership, and that's not a bad thing, baby. So hello, 23. So I just want to say thank you to the 23 countries that are listening to Naughty Tales. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to. And again, I want you to like and subscribe to all of my channels. I want you to tell all of your friends about this amazing podcast and get your freak on, baby. Get your freak on, whatever that means. So let me give a shout out to the United States, to India, to Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, China, New Zealand, Kuwait, South Africa, South Korea, Germany, Taiwan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Israel, Norway, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, Pakistan, Russia, Belgium, and Afghanistan. Again, thank you so much for your love and your support. Continue to listen. I hope you like what you hear. And as usual, your support does not go unnoticed. It is appreciated and loved and celebrated. And it means the world to me and Boo Boo Kitty too. Meow.